Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever.
You greet those around you, and then you may be seated.
Good morning. I want to welcome you all here this morning. It's an exciting morning. I want to especially welcome visitors and guests. If you are new here and are considering yourself a visitor or a guest, in front of you there should be a welcome card. You can fill it out, and then later on after the service, take it to the Welcome Center or give it to one of our pastors, and we have a small gift for you in return as well. Switching gears a little bit this morning, as you all know, today is our baptism Sunday. And so I was thinking, well, what would be an appropriate scripture? And I think Matthew 3:13-17, the baptism of Jesus. And so, then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." And this morning, we're going to be witnessing the baptism of seven people. And Don't expect a miraculous revelation, a voice from heaven, but God is well pleased when we take this step of obedience. Let's open in with a word of prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've been with us so far today. I pray that you would draw us close to you. Help us to feel your Spirit working in our lives. And I pray that everything that is said and done this morning would bring you glory and honor. And I just thank you that you are a faithful God. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I will just have a few announcements to make that are in the bulletin and also numerous ones that are not in the bulletin. In fact, I think what's in the bulletin I will leave for you to read on your own. It doesn't need me to highlight it. In the insert under prayer, there are a couple of changes and additions. Third one down, Pauline Barkman, she is at home. She's not at the Red Deer Hospital at this time. She's expecting to go back either Thursday or Friday for surgery. And so right now she's at home enjoying time with her friends and family, and they ask for our prayers. Also, Colette Francis's sister, Corrine Griffith, is in hospital in Calgary, and she's been diagnosed with a lesion on her brain, and they're awaiting the next step. Surgery is not out of the picture, and I heard yesterday that that is what was going to be happening. There'd be a surgery sometime this week, so we can pray for Corrine. One other announcement that is not in our bulletins, and on a sad note, last evening, a longtime resident of our community, Lloyd Ratzliff, passed away. So I'm sure we'll be hearing more in the days ahead. So that is something that we can remember that family in our prayers as well. Let's see. One other thing I was going to mention. Our mission focus this morning is on the Gideons. And I was reading through the little insert there, and the one paragraph that really caught my attention. But we estimate 2 million pastors in Latin America regions don't have a Bible of their own, not to mention millions of other Christians who also don't have a copy. That makes it a struggle for churches to evangelize in their communities. I can't imagine our pastors not having a Bible. I'm not sure how many I have at home. I'm not a pastor, and so we, you know, to not even have access to a Bible is pretty amazing. I think that is all for announcements. I'm going to call the ushers forward, and we'll take this morning's tithes and offerings. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, and we thank you that you are aware of every situation that we are in. And we pray, Lord, this morning for Lloyd Ratzliff's family. We just pray, Lord, that you would encourage them, help them to feel your love, help them to feel your blessing. And we just ask, Lord, for your Spirit to work mightily in their lives. Pray for Corrine Griffith, Colleen's sister. I pray that you would give her peace of mind and heart. Help her to trust in you and to feel your Spirit in her life. I pray that she would lean on you in the days ahead as she awaits surgery and the outcome of that surgery. Pray for Mary Harder, living in the Manor Village at Rocky Ridge in Calgary. Pray that you would encourage her. For Alice Clausen, as she continues with her dialysis, we pray for strength and energy for her. We ask, Lord, that you would heal her body. Bless her. Pray for Pauline Barkman as she is at home spending time with friends and family, and we pray, Lord, that you would just encourage her and her family. Help them as they struggle through this difficult time alongside of Pauline. Pray for Fred Tabes. Pray that you would give him strength and energy for each day and give him patience as he waits on you. For Teresa DeWard, as she is in the hospital, waiting for her arm to heal, we pray, Lord, that you would faithfully touch her body as well. Pray for my brother-in-law, Doug, and I ask, Lord, that you would continue to give him strength, encouragement, help him to have peace of heart, keep his faith strong, Lord. Pray for Jonquel as she and her family grieve the passing of her grandfather. We pray that you would encourage them and just be near to them. Pray also for those in our church and community who have unspoken prayer requests. And Lord, each of us know what our needs are. And you also know, and that's the great thing, Lord. So we pray that you would touch each of our lives. Pray for Premier Rachel Notley. And Lord, politics right now are very tumultuous and uncertain. And we just pray, Lord, that you would give her wisdom. Help her to make decisions that you are prompting, and whether she knows it or not. And we thank you also, Lord, for Jim Torton, that he is healing well. And I just pray, Lord, that you would continue to bless and encourage him. Pray for the Gideons. We ask, Lord, that as they continue to raise funds to distribute scriptures, that you would allow that to happen. And I just pray that you would bless their ministry. I pray now that you would also be with us this morning as we have our baptism. And I pray for the seven candidates for Grace, Taya, Graydon, Jackson, Liam, Pam, and Crystal. Father, as each of them has opportunity to share their testimony this morning, we pray your blessing, your encouragement on their lives. And we just ask that you would move in their lives in a mighty way. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us materially. We ask now that as we take this offering, that you would bless it to the furtherance of your kingdom, and that your name would be glorified. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Oh, well, I was just thinking ahead to family camp in the fall, September long weekend, and I was just rekindling some old memories.
Oh, well, what do you got?
Well, I got a basketball, and I just remember Pastor Chris slamming it on the court with the kids.
I heard he was slamming the kids.
Oh, well. Then I came across this. This was a floaty that you had.
Yeah, the first ever introvert float down the river. If anybody wants to join me this year, we can put 3 feet of length of rope between us, still be introverted.
Oh, the floor hockey. I remember the Teesons and the Wickershams just getting it on. And then one of my favorites was this. This was our church family baseball game. And I know a number of them were hitting it out of the park. Ernie and a few others.
Yeah, and a couple of hecklers. We want a pitcher, not a belly itcher.
It was a lot of fun. And I remember just meeting Diana Gerritsen and their family. Diana did a lot of... You want to throw that back in there? Thanks. Did a lot of work with the kids, but, you know, I think she also made a slideshow, so we should go take a look at some of those great pictures.
Okay.
But I'm hoping that we can meet a lot of new families this year at our church family camp out September long weekend.
God. All right, could I have the kids come up to the front, please? Hey, did anyone last year who was at church family camp swing off that rope and drop into the river? You did. Yeah. Anybody here do the paintball? That was pretty. I don't do paintball because I'm scared. And mostly it's because I figure that when people find out that I'm a pastor, that they will immediately forget the contest that they were in and just chase the pastor around. That would probably what would happen. You know, today we are going to hear some testimonies after you go down. And I'm wondering, can anybody give me a definition of what a testimony is when we do it in church? We do it a lot, and it's really important. Do you know what a testimony is? No, I'd better say then. Yes, you wrote one. You better know, Graydon. Yep, that is an important kind of testimony. You know, when you accept Jesus Christ into your life and he enters into your heart, we all assume and know that he's going to make a difference so that you change. And a testimony is how you change because Jesus is in your life. So we say, Jesus is real. We say, Jesus is real because this is the way he has changed me. We're going to hear some pretty amazing testimonies this morning about how Jesus has changed different seven people. And I'm hoping that someday you will all have the chance to tell people out loud in a place like this how Jesus made a difference in your life. And if you do that, then you're giving a testimony, and it's really important. All right, if you would fold your hands and close your eyes, bow your heads, I'll pray for you. Lord, we thank you so much for all the children who have come this morning to church. You love them all, and you receive them all. So I pray that as they go to their Sunday school class, that they would learn many new and wonderful things about you and know that you care about them and that we can trust you with our lives and that you will make a difference in us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you can go on down. Well, this is a really big day, and I want to especially welcome the many, many guests who have come this morning to witness these testimonies and the baptism of seven people that we are going to put into the waters and bring them out this morning. It's a joyful day. Before I bring up the seven, there's a few things that I'd like to say, and the first of all is that the passing away of Lloyd Ratzlaff last night is a real loss to our community and to our church and to us personally. And I always enjoyed my visits at Lloyd and Ruth Ratzlaff's place. They were kind, compassionate people. And the word that came to my mind with Lloyd is that he just was so deeply humane, that he made place for people and made space for them. And he practiced that verse in James 1 where he was quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to get angry. And in this way, people felt that they were not judged by him, that he would listen to them, that he took into account that there are deep rivers in us that are mysterious and strange. And this is a real loss that Lloyd is gone. But he has now gone to his Lord and Savior, and he is one who for sure will receive that word from his master well done, good and faithful servant. I also wanted to show you just a few pictures from the Mountain View retreat. If you were here last week, you know that many of us were gone because we took our youth down to Waterton Lakes National Park. So just so you can see, this is the group that we took down, and we all look wonderful there. And in the next picture, this is us getting ready for one of the chapel sessions that we did, and that's the inside of the inn that we were part of. It's a great place for this kind of a retreat. Next picture. And they did a lot of board games, and the boys played the big, heavy games with Kerry Willis, and the girls played Dutch Blitz and screamed. So everybody had their own game there. Next one. And one of the best parts is we ate like kings, and you can see that there our cooks are feeding us Reese's Pieces and gummy bears and many other kinds of candies with some bananas. And the next picture, we went for a hike in Waterton Lakes, and we've had the best weather we ever had, and it's a beautiful place. Much of it was closed off because of the fire from last year, but the meadows were still spectacular with wildflowers. And the thing was, is you could actually see the bears from a long ways away, and which was unusual. And the next one, that is it. Okay, thanks. Yes. So just some pictures of our trip last week. Thank you for praying for it and sponsoring it. We had a wonderful time. Third thing we have here, Alice Clausen. And went and visited her this last week and asked if she would just say something to the church. I said to her, we need some good news. And she has good news about herself. So I'm going to bring her the microphone. She's sitting over there. And would you give your testimony to Jesus, Alice? There you go.
I just want to thank you guys all for your prayers and your support through the years. This has been a rough journey for us. 2 weeks ago, my doctor changed my meds. And I'm a new person. I can stand here now and I can talk to you. I can walk. I have an appetite. I eat lots of food and I'm gaining some weight. And it's just a praise to God that we can, that I can stand here and thank you for all your support and everything you've done for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Alice. It is now coming almost to the one-year date of when that meningitis attack occurred. It was at the end of this month, as I recall, and it has been a long road, and it is pretty special to have you in church here this morning. Really special. Well, we are now ready to call up. Taya is shaking her head. Yes, you will come up. Our baptism candidates. So I will have them come up, and then I just would like to make a little bit of an introduction before I have you talk. Could you just come and stand behind me back here, the seven of you? It is our great joy this day to baptize these seven people. This past February, we baptized three people, Barb Sobrandy, Alicia Wood, and Zach Thiessen. And a key reason why these seven took an interest in getting baptized is because they saw on that day in February the power of the testimony for the Lord. And also, they have seen in a remarkable way what the baptism pictures and how it really does mean where they are in their Christian walk now. And I say that because in our classes, it came up three or four times, this idea of wanting to be done with an old life and to take on a new life. And to know that in baptism, that in being baptized, that is what happens. That is what we are picturing. And I think they are positively looking forward to getting themselves under the water and representing that cleansing from the old stuff. And you will hear that in their testimonies. And then, of course, being brought out of the water into fresh air and oxygen and breathing and new life. And, of course, that's a good point for you to all clap and cheer for them because they're waiting for it. I hear that the water is nice and appropriately cold. Oh, yes. So that's something to look forward to. So kind of a key verse for this group is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The seven being baptized today are Crystal Chambers and her son Graydon, Pamela Metzger and her son Liam, Jackson Brown, Taya Sikorsky, and Grace Wood. Each one will give a testimony to their own faith. And I heard those testimonies there this morning, and they are excellent. But I knew even before I heard those testimonies that this is a remarkable group of overcomers. They have overcome a lot. And we know that this last Christmas Eve service, Crystal shared about her conversion to Christ, and it was the emotional moment in the whole church service. And Graydon and Liam, in the last several weeks, have prayed during the children's blessing, and those have been really excellent prayers. Liam, I know, is unusually determined from his, whatever he can do to form a good family around him, to have a mom and a dad, and I just feel this is redemption of the world at its best. Grace is full of intelligence and wit, and you will see that in her testimony. Pamela is a lesson to us all about how just to do this day and not to worry about tomorrow. There should be a picture of her beside Matthew 6:34. Do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. And Jackson Brown has made himself, by enormous effort and work, the clearest speaker of English in his class. And just having done that is a tribute to real character inside him. And when he gives his testimony, I want you not to only pay attention to what he says, though that is really good, but how well he says it. And if you know Jackson, he has come a long, long way. And of course, Taya is the one that we have been praying so much about as she has gone through this fiery trial of cancer and radiation, chemotherapy and recovery, and here you are. It is wonderful. Now, a few of them are young. I asked each one of the youth that they come to me personally, all by themselves, to assure me that this was in fact their decision to follow Jesus Christ, that it was arising out of their own faith. And each one has made that visit to me and made that personal dedication of commitment to Jesus. And as a result, I have full confidence that we are dealing here with real faith, real faith. And it is my privilege to baptize each one of them into the life of Jesus Christ. The Christian walk is the greatest desire of all seven of them, and it is an inspiration to have them up here. All right, one at a time. Grace, are you first? Okay.
Hi, I'm pretty sure that 95% of you have seen me around, if you haven't met me personally. But for the 5% of you that don't have any clue who I am, my name is Wood, Grace Wood. My family has a mostly Christian background, with 85% of us going to church regularly. My grandparents, Margaret and Paul Walker, went to Calgary Free Presbyterian Church, which, coincidentally, my grandpa helped found. Both my mom and my dad came to Christ there, and if you want more information on that point, you'll have to ask them. I've always grown up surrounded by love, and I've definitely not always deserved it. That's kind of why I accepted Jesus. When I was 4, there used to be a sign hanging above our bathroom door. My dad, Chris, and I were looking at it one day, and he read the verse out loud for me. John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I thought, God loves me that much? Like, not even mummy can love even the really mean people that much. At least, I'm 50% sure that's what I said. However, I'm 100% sure God loves us all so much, and we always have his care and protection. For instance, a few months ago, it's hard to tell exactly when, since they were all 30 degrees below, my best friends, Sydney, Taya, and I were hanging out at the school after hours. Taya was getting tutored, so Sydney and I went into the gym and did some weird stuff, including the basketball hoops. Then the furnace in the storage room came on, so we decided to freak ourselves out, pretending that there were ghosts. While we were running out of the gym, Taya had just gotten out of tutoring and joined us. Being silly, we downloaded a Ghost Finder app on Sydney's iPhone. After that, we sprinted outside, shrieking at the top of our lungs multiple times. But the worst was when Taya saw something in the office through the app. Strangely, we both started reciting the Lord's Prayer, forgetting some words and relying on the other to fill them in. Then came Psalm 23. Afterwards, I know I felt safe and peaceful. That's why I want to be baptized. I want to feel like that all the time, without scaring myself silly first. I want to wash away the old person inside me and become brand new. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 says, "For you know of the grace of our Lord, Jesus Christ, that through though he was rich, for our sakes became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich." To me, that means everything. Imagine if Oprah Winfrey just up and gave all her possessions, every last cent, up for the poor. And that's even less than what Jesus did for us. I love Jesus, and I am 100% sure that he loves me, even though I can never earn it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I came here today to get baptized because my mom always talks about how great Jesus is. So we started going to church, and I learned that Jesus is the greatest guy after all. And I want to be one of his family. Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God."
Hi, my name is Taya Sikorsky. I'm in grade 6 Dr. Elliott School. My mom's name is Nicole Sikorsky. My dad's name is Joshua Sikorsky. Most of you might know me from my cancer battle last year. I've been coming to this church since I was little. Annette Deason brought my older sister, Keisha, and I to church. I have been going to DVBS since I was in grade 1. My sister and I also went to Camp Evergreen and learned more about God. I know Jesus is always with me. I felt Jesus most when I was in chemo and when I was about to go into surgery. I could always feel prayers from people when I was in the hospital. The Spirit will help me become more Christ-like. I want to get baptized because I want to give my life to Jesus and wash all my sins away. For example, living out the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. My favorite verse is, "The Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is the truth," 1 John 5, 6.
This is Crystal Chambers, and I get to read her testimony for her today. Here's what she wrote. "I had a hard time writing this testimony, so here it goes. Some people will love you, and some people will like you, and others will hate you, but I do know of one who loves us unconditionally, and that is Jesus. On Palm Sunday a year ago, I gave my life over to the one who matters the most, our Savior. The Holy Spirit has filled me with joy and helped me uphold me through times of doubt. I have an inspirational verse that reminds me of the armor of God, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 14. The devil whispered in my ear, 'You are not strong enough to withstand the storm.' Today I whisper in the devil's ear, 'I am a child of God, a woman of faith and a warrior of Christ. I am the storm. This is my offering of my heart and my testament to be a child of God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man will come unto me but by the Father. Right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Love you too.
Hello, everybody. It's a beautiful Sunday. My name is Jackson Henry Reginald Brown. I'm 12 years old, and my two wonderful parents are Tim and Sherry Brown. I have two brothers, Rowan and Taylor Brown. I am the middle child. I was born on April 23rd, 2006, in Three Hills, and I grew up here in Linden. I have known about Jesus all my life by growing up in a Christian household. Jesus has played a big part in my life. From the good times to the bad, he was always there for me, like a friend. I have been thinking about it for a long time. Then a day in March, two friends asked me if I also wanted to get baptized. A week later, I asked my mom, and she said she would be with me every step of the way. So every night, we'd get out our Bibles and read around 2 to 3 pages a night. We did that for around a month when I found a verse that really stuck with me. Joshua 1:9. This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This verse just lights up my spirit whenever I hear it. It is magical for me. For me, Jesus is a son, and when people get baptized, they become like a star being remembered when people look up at the sky. And when I look up at the sky, it's hard because the sun is bright, like Jesus' power. It is the best feeling imaginable. That is what Jesus feels like for me. For me, being baptized doesn't just feel good, it is starting a new chapter in my life. It is like winning something very important, such as a spelling bee or your favorite team winning the championships. Truly remarkable. I feel really blessed to get baptized in the same church and water as my parents. I thank God and my mom and dad for bringing me into this world. And now this will be my last speech before the next chapter of my life. So from the before baptized Jackson Brown, this is goodbye. Thank you.
Psalms chapter 4, verse 8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. Hi, my name's Liam. I used to live in Drumheller with my biological mom. When I was there, things were not the best. I got into a fight and I was unruly and very angry. I would hit other boys and say mean things. While living there, something terrible was happening to me. It involved two boys. Because of this, I got to live with my dad, and I knew God was at work. Because with Dad came a new mom, Pam. Pam, or I call her Mom now, started to bring me to church. Here I have acceptance and grace. I am now a firm believer in Jesus. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. By his wounds we are healed.
Yeah. Psalm
Psalm 116, verses 1 through 19. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my prayer for mercy. Because he bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. Death wrapped its ropes around me. The terrors of the grave overtook me. I saw only trouble and sorrow. Then I called the name of the Lord. Please, Lord, save me. How kind the Lord is. How good he is. So merciful, this God of ours. The Lord protects those of childlike faith. I was facing death, and he saved me. Let my soul be at rest again, for the Lord has been good to me. My eye from tears, my feet from stumbling, and so I walk in the Lord's presence as I live here on earth. I believed in you, so I said. I am desperately troubled, Lord. My anxiety, I cried out to you. These people are liars. What can I offer the Lord for all he has done for me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and praise the Lord's name for saving me. I will keep promises to the Lord in the presence of all people. Before I walked in a life with Jesus, my favorite quote used to be, "Hope is the first step on the road to disappointment." This is no longer the case. In March of 2012, I was released from the Edmonton Institute for Women. Prior to going to prison, I had lost day-to-day care and control of my children, started using hardcore street drugs, and committed numerous criminal offenses. At the end of September 2009, I was in prison. There I was given a copy of the King James Holy Bible. I had read it for something to do. Genesis 6:12. God observed all this corruption in the world, for everyone on earth was corrupt. A little over 2 years later, I was released, and I began a new journey. I attended the Edmonton Dream Center for Women. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. What a wonderful place God had sent me to. I had only been there a little over a month before I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I sat in a room, my room, with Yana, a worker from the Dream Center. In this room, my life seemed to transform. Yana and I prayed, laughed, and cried, and I looked at all the pictures on my wall. I started to take them down one by one. As I said goodbye to my old life, the only thing that remained on the wall was Sarah and Ashley, my two daughters. Having my daughters back in my life and staying sober were two goals that I worked hard to obtain. I've tried very hard to have relationships with my daughter, and blessed be I do have them today. A piece of my heart had always longed for love, and I have so much to give. God has blessed me threefold. One, he brought Vernon into my life. He stood proudly by my side, and he continues to be great love and support through my treatment. Two, God saw fit that I deserved a second chance, a chance to do what I had always longed and known what I was to be, a mom. Liam desperately needed one, and I desperately needed him. He came into my life at the perfect time. Three, a family. This church family. When Donna Taze invited me here, I had no idea. You've all offered me so much love, prayer, and support for me and my family. God is good. To be honest, I'd always thought that I didn't deserve to be loved. I'd lost my dad when I was young and later abused by many men that came in and out of my life. It had been my faith and God's grace to know that today is finally, today is the day that I will be forgiven and washed clean from the enemy. Romans 3, verses 23 and 24. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet everyone in his grace freely makes us right in his sight.
All right, I will send you through this door here up to the tank. I see a Sunday school class is coming to back here. If you would like to come and sit in this front row here or on the side here, you can get a better look at the baptism. And we'll have the worship team lead you in a song, and then we'll do the baptisms.
Sing together.
Mm-hmm.
The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I'll worship your holy name. Your rich in love and your slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I'll worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength
them creaking down the stairs. You may be seated.
Taya Sikorsky, do you confess that Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior, and are you willing to follow him in the fellowship of the church? Then I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Crystal Chambers, do you declare Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? And are you willing to follow him in the fellowship of the church?
I do.
Then I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Gracewood, do you declare Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? And are you willing to follow him in the fellowship of the church?
I do.
Then in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you. Pamela Metzger, do you declare Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior, and are you willing to follow him in the fellowship of the church?
I do.
Then I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good job. Good job. Graydon Chambers, do you declare Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and are you willing to follow him in the fellowship of the church?
I do.
Then I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, you did good. Do you declare Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and are you willing to follow him in the fellowship of the church?
I do.
Then in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you. Jackson Brown, do you declare Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and are you willing to follow him in the fellowship of the church?
I do.
Then I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amazing Grace.
Chains.
The last thing we want to do is welcome these seven into our church family. So I will call them up, and we have little certificates made for you to remember this day. All of you come up. Keep coming. Great. There we go. All right. Yes. With baptism, we welcome people into our church family. They come to belong to us, and we belong to you. And hand these certificates out. Why don't we do it in this way? I'll hand all seven out, and then we'll applaud and welcome them in that way. I will pray, and then we will sing one last song. We'll do it in that way. So the first one I have here is Pam. We're so glad to have you in our church family. Welcome. Jackson, we are so glad to have you in our church family. Welcome. Crystal Chambers, we are so glad to have you with us. Welcome. Bruce Erickson's printing is so tiny. Oh, Liam. So glad to have you in our church family. Welcome. Grace. Full of grace. Welcome to the church family. Taya, so glad to have you in our church family. Welcome. And Graydon, so glad to have you in our church family. Welcome. Now, if all of you would stand with me, and we will pray and dedicate these seven here. Father in heaven, thank you for having brought about these seven miracles, each one having come through a story that has brought them through many trials and tribulations to this point, where they have dedicated their lives and all that they are to your service. And we are so happy for them. This is a day of great joy. And we welcome them. And Lord, there is so much ahead of them that they do not know. The road that leads to life can very often be hard. And I pray that they would always think back to this day when they committed themselves to you and knew how much you loved them, in order that they always remember that you walk with them every step of the way. You are their great sustainer. They never have reason to be discouraged or to despair. You will provide for them as you always have. So, Lord, bless each one. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Follow that photographer there.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise. Yet to come, there is one.
What a great morning of just seeing God at work in our family. So I just invite you to come and welcome these people into our family officially, and then you are dismissed.